Their family worked hard to keep them together. They believed that Chris and Paul deserved the chance to make the same decisions as any couple when one partner faces dementia. They should define their own lives, Susan Sharon, Chris's sister, told Today. They know what is good for them. When the New York Office of People with Developmental Disabilities determined that Paul could not stay in the couple's home, the family petitioned. They even found a new apartment that met the state's standards and was more easily accessible for Paul. At first, the state agreed, a huge victory, but Paul's condition continued to deteriorate. By the time he was using a wheelchair and required round-the-clock care, the state decided he needed to move to the facility after all. The couple was disappointed, but not daunted. Chris visits Paul regularly, and they spend weekends together at Sharon's house, where Chris still cooks for her groom. They have an unconditional love, Sharon said. They totally complement each other. The ongoing quest to keep them together reminds Lorraine DeForge, Paul's mother, of all the obstacles her son has overcome. With help from his 7 brothers and sisters, he mastered the bus service in Syracuse. He spent many years working the art of Odagama's vocational division. In 2013, this local chapter of the ARC, a nationwide community organization that advocates for the developmental disabled, cited Paul's work ethic, community service, and good cheer when it named him Person of the Year. DeForge remembered how some doctors told her not to expect much when Paul was born. Instead, he grew up to live a successful life that included a marriage that has lasted a quarter century. Chris has had her struggles, too. While she speaks with passion of the support of her parents, she spent a year as a child in a state institution after her father died young and her mother became ill. It was hard, she said quietly, recalling the sense of isolation. Then and now, she said, some people could be cruel. She still encounters the occasional stranger who makes casual and wounding use of the word retard. The truth is, those people have no idea how rich and rewarding her life is. They cannot appreciate how Chris, a diabetic, has the courage to give herself insulin injections 4 times every day. They cannot understand how Chris learned to be a skilled cook and graduated from high school, or how she gets up in the morning to go to work in an office mailroom, or how she and Paul maintain a fierce allegiance to NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. They cannot see the kind of commitment that endures after 25 years and is every bit as fresh today to have and to hold in sickness and in health. And they can't see how, as Chris sits in her own living room and recalls those vows from her wedding day, she is surrounded by photos of herself with the man who changed her life.